This episode of The Wyatt Files is brought to you by PDS Debt. In 1989, a solar storm hit Quebec. The storm only lasted a few hours, but it knocked out power for 9 million people. And this was a blessing. Without the Earth's magnetic field, the damage would have been much worse. Our magnetic field protects us. It's been our shield for billions of years, stopping deadly radiation and keeping our planet survivable. But that shield isn't perfect, and sometimes it fails. Scientists recently found proof inside an old stalagmite from a cave in China. Earth's magnetic field can flip, not slowly over thousands of years, fast, sometimes in just 100 years. The last big flip happened 780,000 years ago, and we're overdue for a big one. But smaller shifts, they happen much more often. When the field flips, the shield weakens to about 10% strength. When that happens, our defenses fail quickly. Solar radiation hits the surface. Plasma from the sun floods the atmosphere. Our magnetic field is weakening right now. It's already 10% weaker since the 1800s. Over the South Atlantic, satellites have been disabled, and the North Magnetic Pole is moving 34 miles a year towards Siberia and moving faster every year. Something is happening. Our ancestors have legends about the last magnetic flip and danger from the sun. The stories are terrifying. They knew this was a cycle. They left warnings for future generations carved in stone. But those warnings are being ignored. Maybe we should start paying attention, because the cycle is about to repeat.
I need cash fast.
I already don't like where this is going.
Listen, I got a real legal emergency, so if you could just hand over the company card.
I'm not handing anything over. You still owe me from the last time.
Oh, so now you have an issue with my ergonomic leather harness purchase.
I've always had a problem with that purchase.
I told you it's for my back problems. Look, I'm trying to get my record expunged from Folsom Prison.
Folsom Prison?
It's a medium security penitentiary in Northern California.
I know what it is!
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when I'm sick.
All right. I get it. What were you doing at Folsom?
I got in some trouble when I used to ride with the Hells Anglers.
The outlaw biker gang?
No choice. We were patched over from the Beaver Riders. Anyway, one year I'm at Sturgis with a bowl full of wild turkey. And next thing you know, my goon squad's behind a brodozer doing an arms deal with a nomad named Snake who turned out to be ATF. I was just a prospect, but the feds drew me in the clique anyway.
Well, I'd love to see those mugshots.
Ewan, you gotta help me. These lawyers are bleeding me dry out in a salmon in the Sacramento smokehouse.
Well, it sounds like you could use PDS Debt.
Oh, did you just put on the sponsor's colors?
I sure did. It starts small, a bill you can't pay, then another. Suddenly your mailbox is full of final notices. Your phone won't stop ringing. You don't answer, but you know who it is. Debt collectors. They want your car, your home, your paycheck, your peace. Debt doesn't wait. It destroys. But there's a way out. PDS has helped hundreds of thousands and has thousands of five-star reviews on Google. They go beyond the numbers to understand your unique situation and create a personalized plan. No cookie-cutter solutions, just a clear path to becoming debt-free that fits your life. There's no minimum credit score required. Whether your credit is bad or fair, PDS Debt helps you save more, pay off debt faster, and start putting money back in your pocket. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with hundreds of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. If you're dealing with credit card debt, personal loans, medical bills, or collections, don't wait. We've all been there. Debt is overwhelming. The interest piles up, and you feel stuck. But there's a way out. Stop living in debt. Get your free assessment and find the best option for you right now at pdsdebt.com/files. You're just 30 seconds away from starting to get out of debt.
pdsdebt.com/files.
You got it.
My record's gonna be cleaner than a nun's browser history.
Yeah, but your mugshots will live forever.
Yeah, so the pain of doing time at Folsom, huh? That's how I hurt my back.
How'd you hurt your back? Did you get into a fight in the yard?
No, my cellie was Johnny Rockwell. But everyone in D-Block just called him the Ram.
Solar weather can be calm or chaotic. It's a cycle. The Earth's magnetic field is stable, then it flips. It's also a cycle. The danger isn't so much the flip of the poles, it's the time in between. When the poles flip, the Earth's magnetic field becomes twisted and tangled and very weak. That leaves us vulnerable to solar weather. In 1921, a big solar storm hit Earth. Telegraph stations caught fire, railroad equipment melted, the sky turned deep red as far south as Texas. And that happened with our magnetic shield at full strength. Imagine that same storm hitting today with our weakened field. The damage would be huge. Plasma could fry every electronic device on Earth. Phones, TVs, computers, the entire internet, gone. Communities would be cut off. Power grids would fail. Modern life then breaks down in minutes. Think about New York City, Chicago, Beijing, in total darkness for weeks. Chaos is an understatement. That was 1921. September 1859 was worse, the Carrington event. Telegraph operators got shocked from their own machines. Sparks flew everywhere. Paper caught fire. The northern lights moved so far south, they were seen in Cuba. People woke up at 2 a.m. and birds started singing. They thought it was morning. The sky was bright enough to read a newspaper outside. Frederick Drew was in Kashmir, India. He wrote in his journal, quote, "The whole northern hemisphere was as light as though the sun was beginning to rise." He described the sky, all crimson, a most vivid blood red color. Drew wasn't a scientist, he just wrote what he saw. Ships at sea were lost. Compasses spun wildly, useless. Sailors saw the ocean glow, a strange blue-green light. This wasn't sunlight. It wasn't the ocean. It was plasma, pure energy from space, slipping through our weak magnetic shield. Scientists found proof of an even bigger event, 1770. Captain James Cook saw it near Indonesia. Chinese astronomers recorded a massive sunspot, twice the size of any seen before. Auroras lasted 9 straight days. Ancient myths talk about this. In Norse legend, Ragnarok, the sky opens, fire giants pour through. The Hopi, Maya, and other native people have similar stories of fire raining from the sky. These legends come from different cultures, different continents, but they all describe the same thing. The sky turns to fire, strange things appear, reality breaks down. Our ancestors weren't surprised by these events. They had warning systems, more advanced than we thought. Systems may be still working today. They knew the signs and carved them into stone, and we're seeing those signs right now. The ancients were prepared. They built monuments that we thought were for worship, but they were actually for protection. The ancients knew about the violent solar cycle. They built monuments and used rituals for protection. Look at winter solstice traditions. Almost every major culture has one. They all involve keeping a flame burning through the darkest days. The Yule log, the festival of lights, the Christmas candle. These weren't just celebrations, they were ancient protection rituals. Ancient Egyptians celebrated the Demon Days, a 5-day festival during the darkest time of year. They believed this is when the dark spirits could enter our world. Their protection? Keep flames burning constantly. Roman Saturnalia, Celtic Winter Solstice, Chinese Dongji Festival, all featured continuous flames, light during the darkest days. The Persian Shab-i Yalda Festival celebrated light over darkness by keeping candles burning all night long. And here's what's interesting. These rituals match periods of high solar activity and weakened magnetic fields. Ice core samples show proof of major solar events that line up with the timing of these ancient festivals. These cultures had no contact, yet they all shared the same fear, obsessed with keeping flames burning, and at the exact same time of year. They remembered something we forgot, something ancient, something dangerous. The Department of Defense knows what's coming. They have plans for the aftermath. The plasma hits, electronics stop, air pressure drops, people bleed from their ears, from their nose, and then creatures appear. The government calls them Thanatoids, beings from another dimension. They slip through when reality weakens. They look like microscopic life blown up to a massive size. Think tardigrade the size of a building. This isn't science fiction. The DOD has Con Plan 8888. It details different scenarios. When the magnetic field collapses, they expect temporary reanimation of recently deceased organic matter. In other words, zombies. The military has a guide on how to survive a zombie apocalypse, and most people think it's a joke. But the first line of the program, quote, "This plan was not actually designed as a joke." Former Marine Sergeant Jim Sparks says he was part of a classified exercise in 2009, codenamed Broken Mirror. It simulated a massive solar flare, triggering electromagnetic anomalies worldwide. Sparks says his unit trained to contain biological entities of unknown origin, entities appearing during the event. A declassified CIA document from 1976 is titled Electromagnetic Effects on Human Tissue. It discusses plasma's strange properties. The report says plasma can show almost intelligent behavior under certain conditions and appear to respond to consciousness. Three pages are still classified. The Russians studied this since the 1950s. Their name for phantasmoids? Plasma ghosts. Soviet scientists believed these things were always here, but only visible during geomagnetic events. Many governments fear that if plasma makes it to the surface, it will look for organic vessels. And Earth has millions of organic vessels capable of using electricity all over the world. They're called human corpses. The ancient Egyptians seem to understand this energy. Researchers at Cairo University found that ancient Egyptian mummies have high levels of conductive metals, copper, gold, special salts. These materials form pathways through the bodies. This wasn't just symbolism, this was circuitry. So many governments of the world, including our own, fear that our weakening shield means the next storm won't just turn off the lights, it could turn on the dead. The ancients knew about plasma. They didn't just light candles, they built structures, massive structures, to channel the energy, or maybe contain it. The Nazca Lines in Peru, massive drawings on the ground, you can only see them from high in the air. Some scientists think these patterns might be landing strips to attract plasma energy, channel it during geomagnetic events. The desert floor there conducts electricity well, an ideal material for plasma interaction. Giant stone structures like Stonehenge, the pyramids, sites across South America, they all share key electrical properties. They sit on limestone bedrock. Limestone conducts electricity. Many of these structures contain quartz. Quartz creates electrical charges under pressure. Their positions around the globe create a vast network, almost like a planetary circuit. After the Apollo missions ended, we pulled our space programs back. So why, in the past few years, is there sudden urgency to go to deep space? It makes sense if you're worried about the plasma apocalypse. They're not trying to reach other planets, they're trying to escape this one. We're already seeing the warning signs. Strange sounds in the sky, like massive sheets of ice cracking. People call them sky trumpets, or atmospheric groans, documented in over 40 countries. They happen most often in areas with unusual geomagnetic activity. The magnetic pole races towards Siberia, faster than ever recorded. The South Atlantic anomaly is growing larger. Our electrical grid is weaker than ever. And the sun? It's entering a period of high activity. The storm is coming, and we are not prepared. We built our world on technology. That technology makes us feel powerful, but it's actually made us more vulnerable. It's just a matter of time before technology betrays us. And let's see how long our great civilization lasts once the lights go out. The plasma apocalypse is something that really scares me. But phantasmoids, zombies, ancient warnings carved in stone. Let's separate facts from the fiction. Earth's magnetic field is weakening. The North magnetic pole is shifting faster than before. That's confirmed. Scientists measure it. Since the 1800s, the field strength dropped about 10%. The European Space Agency's Swarm satellites track these changes. It's real. The South Atlantic anomaly is real. It fluctuates, but it's steadily growing larger. It's not just causing problems with satellites either. It's affecting X-ray equipment on the surface. The big solar storms? Those are real too. The Carrington event in 1859 happened. Telegraph systems failed. Operators got electrocuted. Auroras were seen near the equator. That's documented history. The 1921 storm, also real. Caused fires everywhere. Disrupted communication. Could a storm like Carrington hit us today? Yes. Solar scientists all agree. NASA, NOAA, FEMA, they all know it's possible. A big coronal mass ejection, or CME, aimed at Earth could knock out power grids. For weeks, maybe months. Our modern world depends on electricity. Losing it would be bad. Very bad. And this is a real worry. But what about the other stuff? Interdimensional beings, phantasmoids? There's no scientific proof for any of that. Conplan 8888? That's a real military document. But it was a training exercise. The military uses unrealistic scenarios for training all the time so they don't get mistaken for actual plans. The document says it uses fictional zombies as a teaching tool, not because the Pentagon expects zombies, allegedly. But it's a pretty interesting document and really detailed. It's kind of suspicious, actually, so we're going to do a whole episode on that. Ancient solstice festivals? They do share themes, light, fire, burning continuously. But experts usually link this to seasons. Shorter days, colder weather, makes sense to focus on fire and light. There's no direct proof connecting these festivals specifically to plasma events or magnetic field shifts. It's an interesting idea, but just an idea. So far. But this threat is real. A major solar storm hitting a weakened magnetic field that could cause blackouts and communication failures for a long time. We need to prepare, and I'm worried we're moving too slowly. We see ourselves as masters of this planet. We split the atom, mapped our DNA, connected every corner of the world. Yet one solar hiccup could end it all. Our ancestors understood their place in this cosmic arrangement. They didn't try to conquer nature. They respected its cycles, built their lives around its rhythms, watched for its warnings. We've lost that humility. The ancients left us instructions for survival. We would be wise to learn from them. If we don't, and a major plasma storm hits, the sun will deliver a cruel irony. A planet covered with warnings carved in stone, but nobody alive to read them. Thanks for listening or watching The Y-File Stripped, where I try to get right to the point, right to the story, then right to the truth. Like most topics we cover on The Y-Files, today's was recommended by you. So if there's a story you'd like me to cover, go to theyfiles.com/tips. If you're watching on YouTube or another video platform, remember The Y-Files is also a podcast. In fact, these Stripped episodes are designed to be podcasts where we try to use as much sound and music as we can to immerse you in the story. But if you're listening on a podcast platform, keep in mind there is a video version that contains some images we talked about and other fun visuals. You're not missing any of the story, but the video is there if you'd like to see more. And if you need more Y-Files in your life, check out our Discord server. There are thousands of people on there 24/7, and they're into the same weird stuff we are. It's a great community. It's a lot of fun. It's free to join. It's at theyfiles.com/discord. Special thanks to our patrons who make the Y-Files possible. Every episode, every podcast, every live stream, everything I do is dedicated to our Patreon members. I couldn't do this without your support. And if you'd like to support the channel and join our community, consider becoming a member on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, get access to perks like videos and podcasts early with no commercials, access to merch only available to members, plus 2 private live streams every week just for you. And the whole Y-Files team is on the stream. My camera's on. You can turn your camera on, jump up on stage, ask a question, anything you like. It's a great way to get to meet the team. Another great way to support the channel is grab something from the Y-File store. And I do everything I can to keep the prices as low as possible. There are no $30 t-shirts or nonsense like that. Plus, if you become a member on YouTube for $3, you get 10% off everything in the Y-File store forever. And if you want to just join for 1 month to get the coupon code and then cancel, that's completely fine. The YouTube membership is meant to save you money, not make me money. In fact, every dollar from YouTube memberships goes to my great team. So those are the plugs. I hope you had fun, and I hope you know that me and everyone at the Y-Files team is working really hard for you. So until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.